Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap. That goes for nations as well. The United States has known blessing from the hand of God that few nations in history have been given. But that blessing may be in short supply in the days ahead, as we've turned our backs on the God who gives blessings. To learn more, stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer is once again answering the question, is God on America's side? He comes now with several reasons that prevent God from blessing America.
Where does this leave us in answering the question of whether or not God is on our side? Let me give you what I consider to be here the bottom line. First of all, God cannot bless us as a nation when? God cannot bless us as a nation when we justify homosexual relationships and call it diversity. He cannot bless us as a nation when we lead the world in the production and distribution of pornography around the world and call it free speech. He cannot bless us as a nation when we kill preborn infants and call it choice. He cannot bless us as a nation when we treat the poor with benign neglect, both as churches and as government together, and we may call it welfare. He cannot bless us when God is dismissed as irrelevant from public life and told to stay on his side of the wall of separation of church and state. And he is unwelcome in our universities, in our colleges, in our schools, in our government. He must be banished. God cannot judge us when we do that. Excuse me, God cannot bless us when we do that. I'm reminded of the words of Thomas Jefferson, and Jefferson was not an evangelical Christian. As you know, he came up with his own version of the New Testament and cut out all the miracles and all the divinity of Jesus and so forth and kept only Jesus Christ's moral teaching. But Jefferson said, "I tremble when I think that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever." Wow. Shall I say that again? I tremble when I think that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever. Folks, we live in a wonderful country that still has a lot of freedom and a lot of blessings. But I suppose no nation on earth has turned its back on more light than the United States of America. Considering our founding fathers, considering the direction of our country, which was intended to be a religious country, a country that depended upon God, and now God is no longer welcome anywhere. We should tremble when we realize that God is just. Wow. So God cannot judge us, or bless us rather, when we do as I have outlined. Secondly, God's blessing on any nation is undeserved. God's blessing on any nation is undeserved. When God blesses America, it is not because we deserve it. It is not because we are a more righteous people. There may be some connection, but when God blesses a country, there are times when God simply chooses to do it because he is God and he shows mercy where we would expect judgment. And surely in America today, we would expect judgment, would we not? And yet God has granted us mercy. I remember years ago when there were preachers who were saying that America can't last 2 more years or 4 more years or 5 more years. I never make a prediction like that. And the reason I don't is because year after year after year, God continues to show us undeserved blessings and mercy in places that you would never expect it. Aren't you glad that God hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities? Aren't you glad for that? I'm glad for that as an individual, but I'm also glad because of our nation that God often goes on blessing when we don't deserve it. So God's blessing on any nation is totally undeserved. Even if we repented, we couldn't say to God, "You owe it to us." No, he doesn't. Third, the crucial issue in all of this is the role of the church. The role of the church. I've talked to you about America's sins, but I need to emphasize that oftentimes it is because the church isn't doing its job that America has been allowed to go the wrong direction in so many different areas, as I mentioned a moment ago. It is the church that is the salt and it is the light. Remember the story of Jonah? The Bible says in the first chapter of Jonah, the Lord hurled a great wind that came upon the sea, and the wind churned the water, and Jonah was in a storm with these sailors. And you remember they were discussing, what is the cause of the storm? And the sailors were crying out to their pagan gods, and Jonah had the honesty to say, "Hey, did you know that this is my fault? Because I am a worshiper of the true God of the land and of the sea. He's the one who creates storms. It's because I'm running away from God that all this has happened." And he convinced them that if he were thrown overboard, the wind would stop. And they eventually believed him. They didn't want to do that. They let all the cargo go first. And then they took Jonah and they said, "Okay, if that's what you want." And they threw him overboard, and immediately there was a calm. It was a disobedient prophet that caused the storm that the sailors were involved in. It is very easy for preachers like myself and others to blame the folks out there, to blame the abortionists, the ACLU, and to tick off all of these different kinds of organizations. It's easy to do that. But you know, it would be wrong for me to do that unless I talked about the church. Maybe the storm that we are in is because of God's disobedient people not doing what God wants us to do. Wow. You remember the words of Abraham Lincoln? During the Civil War, he was asked, "Lincoln, are you on God's side?" And you remember how he answered? If I remember correctly, he said something like this: "I have no interest in that question as to whether or not God is on our side." He said, "The question that interests me most is this: am I on God's side?" That's really what the question comes down to. Are we on God's side? God can really only bless America and continue to bless America, I want to emphasize, when we do righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. As long as God is banished, as long as he is unwelcome, as long as our public life says that there has to be a God-free zone, I do not see how God can continue just year after year to bless America. He's already judging us. And he's judging us through the breakup of the family. When God in the Old Testament warned Israel about all of their sins, he says, "I'm going to do this to you and this to you." And then the final judgment is, your children are going to be weeping for their fathers. Mothers are going to be weeping for their children. And that will be the final judgment. God has said to America, "You have accepted divorce, you have accepted immorality, you have accepted pornography." And in those particular sins, all of the seeds of judgment are already happening. My friend, tonight, and it isn't even night, the lights are still shining. Today, I'm going to leave you with a very famous verse. "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven." God has been blessing America. God, in many respects, has been on our side, but he does not owe that to us, and he's also judging us at the same time. Is God on our side? Yes and no. He's always on the side of those who do righteous, and he's always against those who do evil. And at the end of the day, the responsibility is for us to repent of our sins, to seek his face, to pray, to humble ourselves, lest judgment come. Perhaps, we can't demand it, because as I emphasized, it's all of mercy, but perhaps God may be yet gracious. Perhaps God may turn aside his anger And perhaps God may, in ways that we cannot even predict, bless the United States of America, this wonderful and great country. Let's bow together in prayer, if we would, please. Our Father, those of us who are Americans are a blessed people. We think of our history, we think of our freedoms, we think of the generosity of Christians and others in the United States. We think, Father, of the ideals of this country's founding fathers, and we thank you. But at the same time, Lord, our hearts are very heavy. We're heavy because of our sin. We have turned aside, Father. We have forgotten you. Help us, Lord, we ask. Have mercy upon us. And now, before I close this prayer, I want you to pray. Would you ask God this question? What is there in my life that might hinder God blessing America? What do you need to give up? What do you need to do? You talk to God. And I need to remind you that at the end of the day, I'm speaking to you now as an individual. Maybe you're watching on the internet. I don't know where you may be, but what you need to do is to respond to Jesus Christ to get on God's side. Jesus said that the person who honors me honors my Father. He who does not honor me does not honor my Father. So what you need to do is to ask, what is my relationship like to Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son? You deal with God if God has talked to you. Hear our prayer, O Lord, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I'd like to use the concluding seconds of this broadcast to lead all of us in a prayer, and I want you to join me. It's a prayer for the United States of America. It's a prayer for a new president, asking God to bless, asking God to reveal himself and to help us, and to stay the hand of judgment that seems to be developing in so many different levels of government as well as locally. Father, we do pray that you might have mercy on us. We acknowledge our sins, and I say our because we're all part of the United States of America. Father, forgive us. Father, we ask that in grace you will raise up standards of righteousness. May every church, may every community, may every Christian home be a place where righteousness rules and where God is honored, and where the gospel of Jesus Christ is shared. We confess that we are very, very needy, and we bring nothing to this prayer except our great need, but we do invoke your mercy and your grace, and we shall thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Erwin Lutzer is continuing his series asking, Is God on America's Side? Tomorrow, don't miss message number 2, a look at the damage done by banishing the church from public discourse. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. Is God on America's Side? Dr. Lutzer has written a book by this title, a book we'll send as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Ask for Is God on America's Side when you call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.